You're listening to the most captivating podcast in iTunes. That's right, the Elite Man Podcast, where we turn average men into elite men every day. We interview the very best experts from the lifestyle, health, fitness, social, and even entrepreneurial worlds. And with their help, we give you some of the best advice on the planet. Subscribe now if you haven't already and enjoy the show. And oh yeah, if you really enjoy it, leave us a review. On today's episode, episode number 280, entitled How to Discover Your True Purpose in Life by Raising Your Energy Frequency, I chat with Shauna Lee. Shauna Lee is an intuitive coach and best-selling author of The Soul Frequency. In today's episode, Shauna talks about raising your soul's frequency to improve all aspects of your life. She talks about her special psychic gift of reading people and of understanding their energy and frequency misalignments and how she helps them fix these overlooked but crucial areas. Shauna also talks about raising your energy, fixing faulty subconscious programming, and finding your purpose by discovering who you really are. If you're wondering how to raise your frequency and discover your true purpose in life, check this episode out now. You are going to love it. Have you guys been on EliteLifeNutrition.com lately? If not, make sure you check it out right now because we have all of our incredible products up there right now for you to order. Our incredible men's multivitamin, women's multivitamin, B-complex, turmeric curcumin, resveratrol, magnesium, zinc, calcium, NAC, ashwagandha, our incredible sleep formula, milk thistle, ginkgo biloba, lemon balm, glutamine, lithium orotate, tyrosine, all of our products are on our website right now, as well as our incredible featured bundles, the men's essentials bundle, women's essentials bundle, brain support, liver support, mineral support, immune system, elite antioxidant bundle. We've packaged so many of our incredible bundles together for you to check out. And right now, if you order over $75 worth of product, you get free shipping as well as the buy in bulk where you order two, you get 5% off, you order four or more, you get 10% off, you order 12 or more, and you get 15% off that individual product. There are so many different ways to save money at EliteLifeNutrition.com and so many ways to make sure you optimize your health and live an elite life. So make sure you go to EliteLifeNutrition.com right now and check out our incredible products. We have the best supplements in the world, and we want to share those with you today. EliteLifeNutrition.com. All right, guys, we're live. It's Justin Stenstrom from Elite Man Magazine, and my guest today is Shauna Lee from TheSoulFrequency.com. Shauna, thanks so much for coming on the show today.
Thanks. I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you on. I just mentioned a moment ago, we were kind of talking before we jumped into the call. Just all the stuff that you do is like all the stuff I'm 100% focused on right now in my own life and just exploring. And it's the most interesting topics to me right now. And like my interests change over time and they, you know, frequently go back and forth. But right now, this is like the number one thing I'm interested in. It's so cool. Can you just take a minute and just like literally 60 seconds or so and talk about what you do exactly, and then we'll kind of dive from there. We'll take it from there.
Yeah. So I am an intuitive, meaning, you know, I have psychic capabilities, but I'm also a person who has a really extensive business background. And so you could say that my interest is in how all of this kind of comes together. I think in the past we would look into like a psychic, you know, some people would think it's woo-woo or out there, or it's not grounded in like the three-dimensional reality or in the creation of a business or things of that nature. And the people that I serve are really leaders in business. And I'm looking at how we blend these aspects of ourself together. And so the way I'm able to intuit for people is I'm looking at what is in alignment with what I call their soul frequency, which just like we each have our own unique fingerprint, we have our own unique energy system that is who we are in this human vehicle. And there are things that cause, you could call it like a dissonance in our frequency, like something that's not harmonic or of resonance in our frequency. And these can be events that have happened in our life, in our past, things going on currently. It can be many things. It even travels through family lineages. So sometimes we look back and say, well, my mom had this or my dad had this, and so did my grandpa or my grandmother. And so it's not necessarily even yours, but something that's traveled through. And so we're looking at what's misaligned. And we're saying, how do we bring this back into alignment? And that's where my psychic gift really comes in, because I'm able to know where it came from and how to dissipate that energy around it. And what happens for people on a very practical level is it's kind of like the wind is at your back, pushing you forward into the things you say you want in life. So we all have dreams or goals or intentions that we're heading towards. And those are probabilities. It's like if you imagine there's like 100 probability clouds in front of you. And you're like, which one of these do I want? What do I want to head towards and align to? Then you can say to me, I want this cloud. And I can say, here's how you can align to that. And so it really transcends the idea of I'm going to work really hard, or I'm going to, the old methodology of I'm going to kill myself to get somewhere. It's more like, how do I align myself to that probability to create it in the three-dimensional reality?
Nice. Cool. So there's so much I want to talk about in what you just said, but the first thing that comes to mind is, how does this gift that you have actually work? Can you just look at somebody and you get a sense or a feeling about their past or the misalignment or the energy kind of blocks that they have? Or is it more like they start telling you some things and then you can pick up on little things that they're saying?
Yeah, that's a great question. So typically I just have them start talking about what's important to them. And so sometimes people's experience of that is, I didn't even know I was going to talk about this, right? It's just whatever's top of mind. And once you start talking, then I can dial into your energy. And then I can start to see your timeline. So as you're speaking, it's like every time we speak, it's a frequency. Words are a frequency, right? Numbers have a certain energy to them. Everything has an energy to it. So once you start speaking, I can start tuning in and going, okay, like this is what is important to you. This is what you're talking to me about. So it must be important. I mean, sometimes people literally come to me and they've got a relationship problem, or they've got a problem with their career or something personal with their health. And the truth might be is why they're really talking to me is for another reason, like why they found their way to me. But first, maybe we need to look at a health issue. First, maybe we need to look at a relationship problem, the immediate problem on the surface, to really get to what are the bigger things that we want to move through or heal so that we can, again, start living the life that we came here to live, right? I mean, we want to be in alignment with that.
Yeah, 100%. So when you get these feelings and you start to like really dive into somebody and like, again, that misalignment that they have with their energy, how does that come to you? Is it just a feeling that you get? Is it a sense that you get? Is it, something maybe like you get, I know that different psychics can like hear and be like conduits to other people from, other ghosts, whatever you want to call it, spirits or whatever. Do you get any of that stuff, like a dialogue going with something else? Or is it just like the feelings that you get in like an intuitive knowing of something?
So there are, like, if we really want to get into this, there are multidimensional aspects of yourself. So there's like a fifth dimensional you, a seventh dimensional you, an eighth dimensional you. Like, we are multidimensional energies, right? And so a lot of the information is, and I like to say that, to keep it really practical, the higher dimensional you, it's like they're standing on a higher mountaintop. Meaning they're able to just see more, right? They're able to see the whole landscape, where you might be standing on the street level. So you're not seeing all the streets. You're not seeing what's coming down the line. But up on that mountaintop, it's like, oh, I see everything, right? I see the past. I see the future. So a lot of what I'm connecting with is my eighth dimensional aspect of self that's in communication with your guides, right? Higher aspects of yourself that is talking about the bird's eye view. Right? Of like where this could go. Like if you're walking down the street, you might not, and you're in a city you don't know, you might not even realize there's a street, all the way over on the other side of town that's a better street for you to walk down. You just don't have that perspective where someone could go, oh, you don't see this, but I can show you that there's a street over here that you're going to enjoy a little bit more.
Yeah. Gotcha. So do you have to get into a special place mentally to tap into these places, like a meditative type of space, or is it just hitting you like all the time and you're walking around with this gift?
No, like you try to not do that because that's just overwhelming. And also, I'm really big on the ethics of like, I don't go into someone's energy system unless I'm invited, unless I'm in session or in a retreat or something where someone is saying, yes, I want to look into this stuff. It also would be overwhelming. I mean, imagine walking down the street and you're just tapping into all the people that you, I mean, that would just be too much. And I want to live my life too, right? So no, we don't do that. But it's easy. It's not, there's no process to it other than I'm very careful to clear the energy of the space. So when someone gets on a call with me, I am going to clear their energy and I'm going to bring them into the moment. So sometimes we're scattered and we're thinking about other things and your energy, you may not realize it, but your energy is all over the place. So I do a specific, just quick little thing to like bring all of you into the moment. So you can really focus and open up your mind and your heart and listen to what comes through. And also, I feel it's really important because if you are ever opening up a channel, and when I say channel, like people, you know, creative pursuits are channeling, like we get ideas, right, from our higher intuition. But when you're opening up that space, you want to make sure it's a really clear space, right? And only the things that are of the highest light come through. And so I'm really, I feel that that's really important ethically to make sure that people are only receiving things that are the highest guidance.
Gotcha. Did you do any of this clearing of energy before the call?
I do it with everybody. it's just, you know, we don't realize it, but we, as human beings, we are constantly exchanging energy with everybody we come in contact with. Right. And people can plug into your energy. Right. So sometimes people that are healers or even, you know, trainers that work with people or holistic nutrition coaches, or you have people plugging into you all day long. Right. And wanting information. And so it's really important as a guide or a healer or anybody that works with people to know how to kind of clear your own energy. Right. In between clients. And at the end of the day, like, you know, sometimes I don't know if you've ever met anybody who they're maybe an amazing healer, but they feel kind of heavy because they've taken on a lot of people's stuff and they haven't cleared that, right? So that they can be really their healthiest self. And so I'm a big proponent, even the clients I have that are healers and coaches, like I'm teaching people all the time how to really make sure your energy is aligned so that you can serve and help more people.
What's the process for that? How do you help people, even just regular people who don't necessarily have a gift, how do you help them clear their own energy out?
There's a number of ways to do it. You can do it through different sounds and resonances. So I don't know if you've ever like talked to somebody on the show about different frequencies of sound. So sound is a really powerful energy clearing. It's actually, if you go back and study, let's even say the ancient Egyptian cultures, they used sound for healing the human body. Like there are certain frequencies. Like I said, our body is harmonic and there's a resonance to it. And things like even eating unhealthy, pollution, things of that nature that we deal with in modern day can cause a disharmony in the body. So when you think about your physical health, if it's gone down and you're not in a good place physically, there's a dissonance in the harmony of your body at an energetic level. And I always say like the bottom of the iceberg, right, is this energetic level that impacts everything. So before you would ever manifest like a physical ailment, let's say, or a diagnosis, you would have a disruption in the harmony, right? The sound harmony within your body at an energetic level. Like if you don't address it at the energetic level, which most people don't because they don't even know it's there, then it would probably go into like your emotional level. Like maybe you have emotions about things going on that you aren't dealing with. Then your mental level, maybe you think in ways that isn't healthy for your physical body. And then you would manifest something at a physical level. So by the time somebody receives a diagnosis or has like a physical pain that comes out of nowhere, right? It has been in your mind, body system, in your bioenergy field for a while. And one of the things I'm doing when I'm looking into people's lives and I'm on a call with somebody is I'm like, where are the disruptions that people are not catching? They're not aware of, right? Or the, like sometimes we're just focused on certain things and there's this whole other thing going on the side of you and you're just not looking over there, right? You're just not paying attention. And so by me going, hey, we should look over here before things get, you know, to a bad place, that's helpful, right? Because then when you start looking, you can start making some different choices.
So you're basically just helping them become more aware of some of those energy blocks or things that are just not quite aligned. And is there a process, like you mentioned the sounds is a big part, and I actually know like binaural beats and things like that, they have different frequencies and, you know, they can do different things. That's as much as I know pretty much though on that. But is like, are you having them make different sounds aloud, like, you know, verbalize different sounds and different tones? Are you doing that type of stuff or is it more something different?
Sometimes, so what often comes through, like just like I have a process of clearing energy, everybody really has their own process. And so I will link them up with their process. Like I have basically be shown, here's how this person is going to resonate the most. So some people do it through saying specific words, right? Ultimately, energy moves with intention. So it is your thought and your intention for something that causes energy to move as well. So sometimes it's just saying some really powerful intentions and the words are particularly resonant for that person. Sometimes it's through sound. Sometimes it's through even movement, like specific movement is a way to shift energy. So there's many different kind of modalities to it. It's funny, like a client of mine recently sent me a text and said, because I said to her, I go, she's a coach. I said, you are going to, in the next couple nights, have your clearing come through for you. That was what I was told. Like in the next few nights, she's going to have her clearing methodology come through for her. And so she woke up at 2 a.m. one night and half asleep and wrote down what came through. And it was her clearing, right? For how she needs to clear energy. And it was extremely meaningful for her. And it came like through the dream state. So there's all these, you know, ways that we can receive information. And it's just a matter of being open to it. Like I think right now with so much shifting on our planet, it's just really saying to yourself like, what if, right? And just having the awareness of being open, because that makes things cross your path, right? That the openness is what causes, you know, like someone might be listening to this episode and they weren't open before and they just decided to be open. And all of a sudden they're listening to this episode going, okay, this is interesting. And that takes us down a different path and brings in new information.
Yeah. If you told me it, probably 2 years ago that I'd be talking to you on this call or that I would be 100% believing in the energy and the frequency and that's really the key to health. And that's really what the universe is all about, is we're all at different energies and frequencies. If you told me that 2 years ago, I would have said you were nuts. But somebody told me a couple of years ago around that time to look into Joe Dispenza's work and then like Bruce Lipton's work. And I started like really diving into these guys and what they were talking about. And I'm like, this makes so much sense. It like hit me all at once that this is the truth of what, you know, we really experience is what they're talking about. And that's the key to really focus on. And ever since then, I've been kind of just so enthralled with this work and what you're talking about. But you're right. I think a lot of people are closed off to it, and it's a problem as far as getting to the next level in life and really figuring out like the meaning of life and the meaning of their life and what they want to do and, you know, things they want to accomplish. But when you have an open mind to it, at least when interviews like this come across, you know, your plate, you're accepting to the fact that there's a lot of other possibilities out there that, you know, many people aren't aware of.
Yeah. And I think one of the things, like, you know, like I said, I have a really strong mental plane and I have an extensive business background prior to any of this really opening up in my life. And so I know what the perspective is. I mean, if you talked to me 10 years ago, I would be like, yeah, whatever. I don't know about that. But I think just leaving room for growth, right? This is growth. And it's funny because a lot of people start on like a healthier eating journey, or they start in different areas. Maybe they start going to therapy for something that's, you know, relationships, and there's a progression to it, right? You just start to open up on different levels. But I have to say that, you know, the majority of my clients are business owners, are CEOs of Fortune 500 companies, celebrities, creators in the world, and they might not be talking about this outwardly, right? So they're not, you know, talking about on their social media all the time or within their, you know, business meetings and their corporations, but they are living this work and doing it because they understand the value of it. And so it's understanding that it's much more readily out there, whether people are talking about it or not. And some of the brightest minds in the world are living this and they're on the journey of continuing to open up these capabilities. And for instance, like when I'm, you know, within a company and I'm guiding the leader of the company, again, I might be showing him a street that he's just not looking at, right? He's not looking for it. He's not looking at it. He would miss that opportunity if I didn't say, hey, you should look over here. And the second I say that, he goes, oh my God, right. And then he knows what to do with it. So sometimes it's as simple as just a shift in perspective or seeing something that we're not seeing to really lock into it and see the possibility of it. And other times, like there's more work to it, right? Like we really need to understand the value. I can't tell you how many times I tell people something and they're like, really? No way. Oh my gosh. And then over the next 3 months, they are like, wow, like I did not see that coming, or I didn't understand the value of that. And that is so extremely valuable in people's lives, right? Like to be able to have that bird's eye view and to make choices from that perspective.
So you said 10 years ago, you would have thought this stuff was crazy too. What is this? Do you think this gift is something that you always had, but you weren't aware of it until about 10 years ago? And then what happened 10 years ago to make you start becoming more aware of the things that you can do now and some of the powers that you have now to help other people and help other people heal?
I was born with this. So up until I was about 5 or 6 years old, I had 2 spirit friends that lived in my household, according to me. And so I have extensive memories of that experience. It was funny. It was kind of like, I think they should write a sitcom about this because like my parents couldn't see them and I was an only child and I had a super spiritual grandmother who was like, leave her alone. She's having this experience. And my parents, you know, just kind of dealt with it. But it was a very poignant beginning of life. And then I looked around and realized at a certain age that none of my friends were talking about their spirit friends at home and my parents weren't and nobody else was. And I really became very interested in what was normal. Like, I just want to be normal. I don't want to see this anymore. I don't want to experience these things. And so there's an aspect of myself that I really shut down for most of my life. And so much of my growing up years beyond that and my young 20s and 30s, I didn't, you know, I wasn't tapping into anything because I didn't want to look. I really was living my life with blinders on. I was like, don't look right, don't look left. And then I built a big business in the real estate sector. I was successful. I was financing large apartment buildings and strip centers and all kinds of things. And I was looking around at my life and thinking, I don't think this is the life I'm supposed to be living, which was a really confusing experience. Like I had built this whole world. And at a certain point, I don't know why, I was like, this isn't my life. And no one could understand it. People thought I was like crazy. They're like, you've built, you know, you can't walk away from what you built. And I was like, I think I have to. And again, I didn't know why. I just was like, I think I'm not supposed to be doing this. And so I went through a really kind of identity crisis. And I got pregnant with my son and the door just flew wide open through being pregnant. It was really interesting. Like something about his energy in my body just woke the gift back up. And it started really fast and furious for me. And then I was living, I felt like a double life. Like I have this other life where I'm doing real estate and then I'm experiencing all these things. And at a certain point, which is really confusing. And at a certain point, I just had to move into who I was in truth. And that was the beginning of starting to serve and help people and start my business, which started really organically. I just started helping people and people saw, you know, what was going on and it just grew from there. And then I started to be able to work with more higher profile clients. And at that time I was advising on very big decisions and seeing the benefit and what was happening for people's lives and their businesses, which are all intertwined, right? Like a life and a business, it's like personal development is business development and vice versa. And then I just started realizing the impact of this work. And then I got very excited to share it on a broader, you know, to a broader audience. And that's why I started my podcast, The Soul Frequency Show, and wrote the book that I wrote so everybody could kind of have access to the basics.
Listen, guys, I know you're probably like me and have neglected your skincare in the past. Whether you're too busy, too lazy, or just clueless, like I was for so long, it's past time you started doing more than just splashing some water on your face. Here's the cold hard truth, guys. Your skin has needs. If you want it to look as good as possible for as long as possible, you need to address them now. We get it. You might not know where to start, but there's a company that's taken all the guesswork out of it for you, Lumen. Lumen is on a mission to help give men the amazing skin they deserve through high-quality, expert-created products delivered right to your door. All of their products are formulated specifically for men's skin and made to target skin issues with maximum efficacy, using top-notch ingredients like charcoal, green tea extract, and vitamin C. It's not just about looking good, it's about feeling good. You need good skin health, especially as you get older, to prevent long-term damage. After using Lumen, my skin feels incredible. It feels fresh and clean and makes me look and feel amazing. Seriously, it's that good. All their products are super easy to use too, so don't worry about having to dedicate much of your precious time each day to applying them. My favorite Lumen products are the Charcoal Cleanser and Ultra Hydrating Moisturizing Balm. These two products keep out the dirt and oil from clogging my pores and make sure my face doesn't get overly dried up after showering, respectively. Even if you have no idea where to begin, Lumen makes it so easy to find the right skin management system for you. Choose from different skin concerns to address, or just pick up a simple starter pack for free. You deserve to look and feel your best, and here's where to start. Go to lumenskin.com/eliteman to get a 1 month free trial of everything you need to start your skincare journey at home. That's lumenskin.com/eliteman to get your first month free. lumenskin.com/eliteman. So you're living the exact thing that you teach, or you lived that exact experience of finding your true purpose, and then you talk about also why it is your purpose. What is like the meaning behind that? Is there like that we all have a calling in life and we all have this like thing that we have to eventually figure out and then go down that path? Or is it more of there's multiple paths and we can choose something and then make it our purpose?
That's a really good question. Purpose is like, I think we talk about purpose a lot, like we need to find it outside of ourselves. Like I need to find my purpose. And this desire is going to become more intense for people because it's just something that's going on a collective level of like planetary evolution. And purpose is something that is born naturally through you once you have cleared enough of the veil that keeps you disconnected from it. So let me explain what that is. Like we have many emotional and mental constructs, ways we don't feel our feelings, ways we're disconnected from our past, our feelings of our present day feelings, ways what we think is possible, right, in the world. All of that soup that we have around us keeps us largely disconnected from ourselves, right, from who we really are. When you start to clean some of that up and get clarity around that, purpose just shows up like boom, right? And people feel very like, whoa, I need to do this, or I need to build this, or this is what I'm going to do. So it is something that's birthed within you as a byproduct of doing some really important work that I think we're all kind of being called to do. So even if someone's in their purpose, it will accelerate their purpose to do this inner work.
What's that inner work look like? What are some of these things that you have people do?
So the area that we are most afraid of as human beings and that we are socially kind of kept separate from is our emotional self. So we don't really teach people about their emotions or how to have healthy emotions. And yet people feel emotions all the time. So we are taught even as small children to stuff our emotions, not to, you know, don't cry here, don't get mad here, don't do this, don't do that. And we learn really well how to modulate our emotions. Like it wouldn't be appropriate to just start crying in the middle of a boardroom, right? Even if you felt sad. So we just learn to mess with our emotions and not really feel them. The issue with that is that your emotional plane of your being is also your manifestation plane of being, right? So if we are cut off from our emotional self, we're also cut off from our ability to tap into our intuitive capabilities and to manifest things that are true for us in the three-dimensional reality. So some of what I look at when I'm looking into somebody, it's kind of like looking into a computer, right? And looking at what is the programming that this person has received and how does the programming need to change? And so for a lot of people, there is just emotional stuff from their past that they haven't had a perspective shift on or haven't been able to move through that's blocking them from certain things in their life. It's different for everybody. Also, there are certain thought patterns that they inherited, meaning they're not even their own, but just things that their parents said to them or that society said to them about who they are, right? Like, you're not smart, right? Or you're the smartest kid, or you're the, you know, the bad kid. Like, and so people, if you look back on your life, these very simple, you know, things that we receive from our environment become like, you know, the bad kid may have a super successful business and he may be, you know, everybody might admire him, but deep down inside, he's feeling like I'm always the bad kid. And that's showing up everywhere in his life until he heals that, right? And so even though on the outside, everything might look amazing, he doesn't really feel amazing on the inside. And what I found with like success, right? Like when we have success in a certain area of our life, and if we're not healed and aligned, right? That the success only magnifies the ways that we're not healed and aligned. And there is a disconnect sometimes between how we really feel in our life and how our life looks on the outside. And so I talk a lot about the difference between success and fulfillment. And even when you look at the word fulfilled versus success, like sucking excess versus fully filled up, it tells us, it shows us a different energy. And so one of my core missions is I want people to be fulfilled. I want people, yes, to create amazing businesses and missions in the world that help people, but in full wholeness and fulfillment, because that's what I experience in my life. And I have had success in different areas of my life prior, but the feeling of being fully whole and healed and well and sharing your mission with the world is like, you know, goosebumps, right? Best feeling ever, like highs of all highs that you get to live on, right? As your constant.
Definitely. There's so many examples too of what you're talking about, of like the super successful rich guys who are just, you know, they have everything, cars, house, beautiful wife, but deep inside they're just unhappy, they're unfulfilled, they don't have that true contentment in life, enjoyment in life. And I think a lot of it is because they're missing something, or they never healed those types of wounds that you're talking about from early on. Like Lipton says, the first 7 years of our life is just automatic programming. Like everything is downloaded into our subconscious mind of what our parents tell us, what our, you know, the adults around us tell us, what the TV that we're watching for X amount of hours out of the day is programming and telling us. All those things are just automatically downloaded. And then that becomes our reality, or that becomes the person that we think we are. But it's really not. It's like we got to figure out who that person is as life goes on. When you have these clients that have these problems, like inside wounds and past things that they haven't gotten over yet, what are some of the things that you have them do to help heal that? Are there certain like modalities that you use for those instances, or is it more about just getting them to focus on the awareness of it first and then kind of fixing their energy thereafter?
It's different for different people. So sometimes they have an inaccurate perception, right, which is causing the wound to continue. So sometimes when I'm looking back at their past and I'm going, the way this person is processing what happened is not accurate, then I can give that person an accurate perception and align them with an accurate perception, which actually can allow healing to happen. So we get stuck. Like we get stuck in these patterns of thinking or these perceptions or these emotions, and we don't mature beyond them, right? When we're stuck in something, it's like stuck in our body and we can't go beyond it. And so, you know, sometimes like people have, like we're just talking and I am speaking a frequency of sound to them that allows an emotion to release that needs to release for that person to move forward. So sometimes that happens in session. It's just like all of a sudden the person feels emotional and it's like, what is this? And I'm like, that's just the emotional energy that's trapped in your body that simply needs to move. We don't need to tell ourselves a story about it. It doesn't matter what it's connected to. It just needs to clear out of your body. Just like someone would do a physical detox, right? To clear certain things out of their body. We need to clear mental things out of our body and also emotional things out of our body as well. And so it can be as simple as a conversation that causes that clearing. It can sometimes take place over weeks or months if it's something that's very big, like a big programming running in their system. So it's different, but there's always a perspective shift that goes along with it, like a deeper level of understanding that a person needs to come to make peace, right? To feel what needs to be felt or to shift how they're thinking about something so that they can move beyond it. So it's kind of like, if you think of it like a glitch, like I love using computer programming because everybody kind of understands the basic, you know, construct of that. But it's like if you had a glitch in the system and every time someone clicks on that button, it glitches, right? We have that where we're just glitching and glitching on something, and it's causing disruptive patterns in our life. It's causing us to make choices that aren't good in different areas of our life. And we just want to fix that glitch so you can move forward and the button works, right? And then you move on to other things.
Yeah, that makes sense. And it's a great analogy too. It's something kind of I use a lot too, with the, especially like the coding and the programming. And then, you know, you think of your subconscious mind of like reprogramming it, like especially like hypnosis too. I'm a big hypnosis guy, yeah, as well as a meditator. But it's like you're recoding the subconscious mind as if it were a software program. And just because it had all this information that was put in, a lot of faulty information, it's messing out the outputs that you have in life, which is your reality, your emotions and stuff. But if you can recode it, reprogram it, you can change all those faulty programs and fix those glitches that you're talking about.
Yeah. And the reason that that happens early in life is because of survival. So a baby is born and a baby must integrate. It has no boundaries for its energy and it must align. It fully aligns with the energy around it. So that your caregivers, your parents, anybody that's around you, because it doesn't know boundaries yet, right? And it doesn't know the boundaries of who it is, like what's mine and what's yours. And so it fully integrates its energy with its surroundings such that it believes that everything that the surroundings believes or has or emotional states are all who it is, right? And because of survival, because we are so dependent as babies on our parents and caregivers to eat, right, to be held, to be cared for in every different way, there would be no place to have a different opinion, right, to form a different opinion, to see life differently. And really what the human experience is this process of awakening. Like, we come in, we're fully integrated with our environment and surroundings, and not until we get older and we start to think for ourselves can we start to say what's mine and what's not mine, right? And this is happening at different ages and stages for people. Sometimes it's in teen years or 20s. Sometimes it's not till people are 40 or 50. It doesn't matter. It's all perfectly planned when it happens on your unique journey. But it's important that it happens at some point and we're able to go back and heal, like you said, the parts of ourselves that need to be healed.
What are your thoughts on like past lives and all that stuff? Do you believe that the soul gets carried on, you know, from different lives and then obviously going forward to lives in the future, and then it goes through all these experiences, and that life's journey is basically to teach us more experiences and to learn and to continue to grow. Do you believe in the past lives thing, and do you believe that things carry over too? So before even the first 7 years of your life, we already have a lot of programming from past lives and things that have already happened. Do you believe in that?
Yeah, I see that. Okay. So I've had experiences of my own past lives. I see it in other people. Belief is a funny thing, because when you start experiencing your past lives, like, and someone says, do you believe it? It's like someone saying, do you believe you're alive?
No, I know it. I don't believe it. I know it.
Of course I believe I'm alive right now. Right? I have evidence of that. So we for sure go through many experiences. The soul comes into the human body to learn. You know, in the higher frequencies, in the higher realms, there is only light and neutrality. Like, the human experience is dualistic, right? We have all this good and bad, right and wrong. We come into the human experience to experience the lessons of that, right? The highs and the lows, like, that doesn't exist at the higher frequencies. It's just light, right? And so we come to this playground to experience all of these things. And I think sometimes we get caught up in, oh, this is bad, therefore it shouldn't be happening. And we forget to realize, like, oh, but my soul is learning something from this, right? Came to learn this lesson. And then we can say from a higher perspective, what's the lesson that I came to learn? If my higher consciousness, my smart self, right, decided to come and become who I am today as a human being, and I'm going through this rough patch, what am I here to learn from this? Like, what would my higher self have said? Yes, I want to be human in this lifetime, and I want to learn what? What is the lesson? Because the quicker we can get to what is the soul lesson I'm supposed to learn in this moment, the quicker we can get through the lesson, right? We don't get stuck in the glitch of resisting the lesson, because so many times people do, and then they spend years in pain, right, about the lesson, instead of going, oh, right, I came to learn this. How do I learn it really well and move through that lesson, graduate, right, from that lesson. And so our souls, you know, definitely people have experiences where, like, even things as simple as like fears and phobias that are caused from another time, you know, another lifetime, ways that people were suppressed in other lifetimes, they can feel suppressed in this lifetime with no like evidence, like no moment in their life where they go, oh, this is why I feel suppressed, right? Like they might say, I had no event that would make me feel suppressed. But it's actually a carry through from other lifetimes. And so I think the main thing, you know, we can get really caught up in other dimensions and lifetimes and things like that. But the main thing to realize is how incredibly expansive you are, right? Like, think about that. I mean, if you have lived other lives and you've had all these experiences and your soul has learned from them, and now here you are in this human lifetime, like, wow, how do we access those lessons and knowledge more, right? How do we utilize all of who we are to serve humanity in this lifetime? And that's where I really, when I talk about the whole self, it's like, yeah, let's heal our wounds that we have so we can really understand how powerful we are and start to utilize that to help people. We're all here to help humanity, to help people in our own unique, special way, right? For anything, I mean, if you make food, you're helping humanity by feeding humanity, right? If you have a podcast, you are sharing words and concepts and perspectives that people can pick up on that can shift their lives. Like, there's nothing that anybody does that is not serving humanity in some way, like as a vocation, let's say, or as a passion. And so it's really like thinking, how can I bring more of my power or access more of my power in service of humanity? And when you are living from that perspective, you get a lot of support at your back, right? I mean, that's a very high ideal to live from. It's not, oh, I'm doing this to serve myself, right? Or how I can get ahead. When you start living from a place of how can I be of greater service to humanity, there will be a lot of, like, I call them miracles that step into your life that lead you to different things to help you do that bigger and better.
Yeah, there's a lot of good things that I think come when you live your life that way. A lot of good feelings and emotions and different things that just come your way, like compassion, empathy, gratitude. Like, those types of things really start to spring about when you live your life that way. I do have a quick question, though, on the past lives thing. Why do you think that we forget, or that, you know, maybe you've experienced this, so maybe you didn't forget it, but why do you think 99% of the population forgets about the past lives thing? And why do you think, like, our memories of those lives are erased? Why wouldn't we just carry those things to, like, each new life that we experience so that we can just continue to grow from that point? In your perspective, what do you think the reasoning behind that is, or why it happens?
Well, I feel like we all have our own unique journey. So sometimes people will say to me, like, oh, I wish my husband or my wife or my parent or whatever would be more conscious or more awake, or they would understand this stuff. And I always say that just might not be why they came here, right? Like, just because we are having like these aha moments and realizing things doesn't mean everybody's on the same path. So we need to honor the uniqueness of everybody's journey, right? We can certainly introduce information, but sometimes people feel like, I want to drag everyone, you know, along with me on the journey. And I'm very resistant if people say no. And sometimes it's like, but that's not their journey, right? That's your experience of this life. And one of the things that I feel like right now on the planet is our learning in this human experience is waking up to these things, right? If we all came in already knowing them, we would miss the part of the journey that is waking up to it, right? So what's available to people at this time is the ability to access other aspects of their self, other timelines. And this has to do, not to get too technical, with just the energy on the planet right now. So in different eras of time, there wasn't the energy for this to go on like it is right now. We are at a massive change point on this planet. Humanity is at a massive change point. Everybody that's here has chosen to be here for this, whether they know it or not. And like, there's supportive energy for people to have greater memories, right? To access. And what I say to people, because they, you know, people can get into this thing of like, I just want to remember, I just want to access this information. And I always go back to, yeah, and the way that happens is by sorting through your very human life, right? sorting through the emotions, the memories, the thought patterns. Like, you know, we don't want to bypass being human, right, to access all of these like superpowers, right, you could call them. The point of accessing the superpowers is that you go and you handle the very human things in your life, right? And because those, frankly, require a lot more courage, right? Yeah. To really handle the very practical things in our life.
It seems to me, like, to your point, I think if we did remember all this other stuff, like, we wouldn't really appreciate the human side of things. We wouldn't really get to enjoy the certain little intricacies of life, you know, even eating mm-hmm. ice cream or playing mm-hmm. baseball or, you know, playing with your kids. Like, we'd be so much into the spiritual realm of things that we would forget about, like, the actual physical representation of reality in our world right now. And I think, like, you're right. I think there's a balance to both of it. Like, you want to have that connection. You want to remember, and it's a great time to be alive because we're all kind of getting more closer to that. But at the same time, like, we're here for a reason too, to kind of enjoy things and, you know, appreciate the physical side of things. And I think when you do that, you can at least find a good balance of both.
It's true. And I always say, like, I love a good conversation about dimensions and things like that. But if it's not serving humanity, if it's not serving your life in a way that as a human being, you feel like you're living better, then what's the point? I mean, we can sit and postulate, right, and go out there to these other dimensions, but isn't it all to bring it back to how to live on planet Earth better together, right, and with more peace and more connection? And, you know, that is the harder job, right? That's the more challenging, and that's why I think we came and we're in human bodies, right, is to be challenged to say, how can I use my greater creativity? How can I tap into my intuition to create things that help people, to bring things down to earth? Everything I ever teach or do is like, great, let's access this information. Let's widen who we are, and then let's bring it back to earth. How are we bringing this to help humanity? It has to be utilized on both levels, right? And sometimes it's fun to just go, yeah, I just want to dive into, you know, other dimensions or talk about this or talk about that. But I always say to people, it's very important to also say, but how does this help me today, right? How does it help me help more people? How does it serve my life? Because if we understood that we all are connected, right, energetically, and we all are exchanging energy with everybody else, that when you heal, other people heal because you healed. When I heal, other people heal because I healed. I am now exchanging a very high frequency energy with everybody that comes in contact with me, and that also affects their energy. So it's like a massive wave, right? It's like an effect that we have on people just because of the energy that you carry in your body. And so when we really understand that, we really have to go, I have a personal responsibility to the other people that I share energy with, to heal myself so that I am that energy. I send out that energy to everyone who comes in contact with me. And then if all of those people do the same thing, they send out that energy. And this is how the wave, right, of planetary change occurs.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's such an incredible topic. And I think you're so right with sharing that energy and having that be contagious in a way where it's good. It's a good contagion, and you know, you get to spread it with the world to just raise the level of things. Just kind of wrapping things up in a moment. It's been an awesome interview. What's the one thing you want people to know about purpose and how to find their purpose in life? Whether it, you know, like you talked about earlier, being a vocation, or whether it being a coach, or if they're a celebrity. Like, you work with so many different people, and they have so many different callings in life. What's the one thing you want them to take away from this interview as far as finding their purpose and going down the path that's right for them?
That it's not so much like just, I want to find my purpose outside of myself. You want to look at what in my life doesn't feel good. What's unhealed? You know, what are the parts of me? If I asked any person, what in your life doesn't feel good? They probably could answer that. Like, my relationship with this person doesn't feel good. You know, I'm not making the money I want to make. That doesn't feel good. Like, we can all list things in our life that don't feel good. And don't feel good means they're resonating at a lower frequency. It's just a part of your life that needs like more introspection and care, where you need some shifts, where you need to either feel your feelings about it or have a shift in perspective. And if you look there, the rest unfolds. So it's understanding that purpose is like a byproduct, right, of doing this work on yourself. It's not something like, oh, I'm going to find my purpose and then all this other stuff goes away. So the doorway to purpose, the doorway to living in a state of greater miracles around you always, is by looking at the parts of your life that need your attention. And usually they're trying to tap at your door, right? They're trying to say, hey, look over here, this isn't working. And we're like, nah, I'm good. I'll just keep looking over here, you know? So be courageous and look at those things and get with somebody that can help you process them, because it's so critically important to have like a valuable perspective and someone to bounce things off of. I mean, we don't look at things in our life because we simply can't see certain things. Like every human being, right, just can't see certain things until someone goes, hey, look at this. And you go, oh, wow, I missed that. So having someone to bounce off of is extremely valuable.
Cool. All right. So what's a last send-off takeaway message for the Elite Man audience, and then a place our listeners can check out your website and that book?
You can check out the website at thesoulfrequency.com. The book is The Soul Frequency, Your Healthy, Awakened, and Authentic Life. And you can get that on Amazon. And I feel like, you know, there is no better time for anybody on this planet. Like over the next 6 to 9 months is the time to do this work, because we've just all been through a massive planetary change. And it's a change not just on the surface level, it's a change at the root of that iceberg. And the whole world is on your side right now, like energetically, to look at who you are courageously, right? If you've ever, like, I think one of the most courageous things, people do courageous things all the time. I mean, it blows my mind, but looking inside yourself is the most courageous thing someone can do. And over the next 6 to 9 months is the time to do it, because there are a lot of changes coming forward. So take this moment and do the work.
Nice. Love it. Guys, make sure you check out the website, thesoulfrequency.com, and the book is The Soul Frequency as well. Shauna, thanks so much for coming on the show. Really do appreciate your time. And I know our guys are going to love this one. So take care, and I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right, guys, I hope you enjoyed that episode. But before you go, there's one last thing I'd like you to do, and that's this. Subscribe to our podcast right now if you haven't already. By subscribing to the podcast, you get every single episode the minute they're released. Get all of our Elite Man podcast episodes and all of our world-class advice absolutely free. Subscribe now if you haven't already and become an Elite Man today. And yes, if you do love the podcast, leave us an amazing review. We really do appreciate it.